Salt, Snow, Earth is a one-minute film poem of fast-paced imagery delivered through split screens, framed in black, jump cuts and superimpositions, deftly edited in time to the jittery, clattering rhythms of the percussive soundtrack and its punctuating sighs. The film poem opens with close-ups of a diverse range of hands, young and old, in various shades, tattooed, beringed, or nude, aggressively making six different signs for salt, snow, and earth. A claw, a slap, and a fist, as in the poem, and the three words in British Sign Language, motions suggesting sprinkling salt, falling snow, and flat land. At the line, "And so it goes," the hands give way to a dizzying carousel of archival images of human violence, suffering, and protest. World War I heavy artillery, African child labourers, enslaved African Americans, child prisoners in a concentration camp, suffragists, contemporary protesters for Palestinian liberation, overcrowded refugee ships, a Nazi procession, the Ku Klux Klan, modern far-right marches, and more, almost too fast to register, interspliced with imagery of environmental devastation, cracked earth, a forest fire, belching smokestacks, exploding munitions. The hands return, their incessant game now joining the historical imagery, which proceeds in a dizzying march through military helicopters, Hitler youth parades, the Black Power movement, and a fist painted like a rainbow with a pink heart on its wrist. With that colourful burst of defiance, the archival footage falls away, and the hand game dominates the screen again, the hands superimposed over each other now as they hurtle toward the film's ominous conclusion. Black and white footage of snowfall, dark trees, a mushroom cloud, more snow and trees, the torso of a man making the British Sign Language sign for the planet, a large circle, then fading away into a screen full of snow. To get the same feeling as watching salt, snow, earth, you might like to spin in a circle as you listen to the film poem, again and again and again.